Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Always nice to visit with you again.
Thank you. Yeah. We always have some wild and crazy things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
So, that's right. Yeah. Getting close to Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, and I know how much you love Christmas, and you got your tree up yet.
No, I do not.
What?
I do not get it up until after Thanksgiving. I just never do.
My daughter-in-law got you beat in Montevideo, and then she has 5 trees up in her house already.
Oh, wow.
She loves Christmas.
No kidding. Yep. It's too early for me. I just don't ever do anything until after Thanksgiving. So.
Yep, that's my wife's rule in our house, too. So.
What can I say? But, you know, there's just so many things going on right now. Right now, people are picking up their take and make. It's kind of a fun thing. With COVID and everything, we're always doing take and make activities that you could pick up. And we were doing them for kids. We were doing them for adults. And they really were so popular that we've continued doing them, even though we are also having in-person programming. So this week, we have 2 take and makes that are going out. One is a sourdough bread take and make that we were able to kind of partner with Benson and Kirkhoven Libraries, and a gal from Kirkhoven, Samantha Johnson, put this together for us and created a video, a how-to video. Because you think about it, sourdough bread, how delicious, right?
You're right.
And it's the perfect time of year to try and be thinking about that stuff. And so, it's kind of exciting. So our take and makes are available. So if you signed up and registered, make sure that you stop on down sometime this week to pick yours up. Because one thing Samantha told me is they're hungry. They need to be fed. Because it's one of those things where you put so many ingredients in it and let it set and this and that and the other thing. And then eventually you take some of it to bake and you can just keep it going as long as you want. She says she's constantly keeping hers fed and her family loves it. So that's kind of a fun take and make that we're having for adults, something different. We also have a take and make that will be available this Wednesday for kids, children and families, I guess, is kind of how we advertise it to a certain extent. And so you can stop on by and pick one up, and all this stuff is always available until it's gone. And so keep those things in mind. Each month we're offering a different take and make for adults and another one for kids. And we usually offer it the middle of the month. And so, watch for those things because they're kind of fun activities to do at home. And, of course, we also have in-person things because this Wednesday, Steve Starrood will be here for all sorts of help with, computers, technology. He also does some adult basic ed, ESL, all those different things that he offers. And he'll be here on Wednesday the 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. And you don't have to register. It's nice if you let us know that you're going to be coming so we can kind of plan accordingly. But otherwise, if it's a last-minute thing, that is totally fine, too. And so we usually have him here twice a month as well. And so you can always check when his schedule is and everything. And then, of course, on the 24th, fingers crossed that our meeting room is repaired by then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had a little issue here in the Civic Center with our meeting room.
Okay.
Yes, on the 24th, we have Lego Club, which will be an after-school event for 2nd through 6th graders, and that's from 3:30 to 4:30. And then on Monday the 29th at 5 o'clock, we will be talking about the book Black Friday by Alex Kava. Anyway, and so our book club will be meeting. And so, like I said, those are some of the things that we have coming up, and then something to look forward to is we are going to be bringing back building gingerbread houses.
Oh, nice. That's pretty popular, isn't it?
Yes, it's super popular. And so this is something to keep in mind. We are going to be offering this on Saturday, December 4th at 10:30 a.m., and it is for pre-K kids up to 6th grade. Registration will be required because, you know, we only have so much materials that we can kind of pre-plan for. Mm-hmm. And children that are under 9 must be accompanied by an adult. And honestly, a lot of parents just want to come with their kids to do this stuff because it's so much fun.
Right.
Anyway, and so, yes, we're super pumped of having this again. I know the last time we had it, I took, like, detailed notes on everything. So we've got all of our shopping lists and everything ready, and it is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have a kid, a child, whatever that is, pre-K through 6th grade, and you want to make a gingerbread house, give us a call because this is a super fun event that we're going to be offering on Saturday, December 4th.
Is there a cost to that, Cindy?
Yep. Registration.
Okay.
It begins on the 22nd. Yep. That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot that part.
Okay.
Yep. So keep that in mind. Wait to call us until the 22nd of November for the registration for this particular event. And then, of course, we also have a couple other things going on. That's why we're going to skip a little bit of this. What are you reading this week?
Okay. Yeah.
But keep in mind that we are going to be having the Festival of Trees here at the Civic Center. It's going to be a little different than we've done it before. Trees can be purchased for $5. They need to be up by the 30th of November, and we will be voting on the best overall tree from the 1st of December to the 15th of December. And then they'll be on display through the whole month of December. Prizes still will be given. And everything, it's just going to be a little different this year. And so if you're interested in participating in the Festival of Trees, give us a call at 289-1681 so we can get you registered and signed up for this fun event. And then we love just bringing all the lights and the beauty to the Civic Center here. So
yep, it's one of my favorite Christmas events. Is that event. I just love it.
I know. I love it, too. I love it so much because I just love all the different creativity that people have. Mm-hmm. So keep those things in mind. Another thing that we're doing here in Appleton is on Thanksgiving Day, we have a community dinner at the VFW here. It is a free will offering, and you just, if you plan to attend, you just show up, and we have lots of wonderful, delicious homemade food, you know, homemade mashed potatoes, homemade corn, homemade pie. I'm telling you, everything is really from scratch, including the cranberries and things like that. And so that is held at the Appleton Civic Center from 11 until 1, I believe, is a serving time on that. And then we also do deliveries, home deliveries in the Appleton area, or by arrangement, you'd have to check with us, as well as pickups. And that is where you would call us here at the library, 320-289-1681, for any type of home delivery.
Okay.
Otherwise, everyone is invited to this dinner, and if you're physically going to go to it, you don't need to register. But it's something to think about. It is a super fun event that my husband and I have been working on and working at with all sorts of wonderful friends for quite a few years. And it is so much fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you for putting that on, Cindy. Well, I know you and Gary put a lot of time into that every Thanksgiving, don't you?
Yeah, well, you don't do anything alone. You know that. You do that with all sorts of other wonderful volunteers and things like that, too. So it's a group effort, definitely. But it's something to think about if you're interested. So like I said, lots of exciting things not only going on here at the Appleton Library, but also in our community with the Festival of Trees as well as the Thanksgiving Day dinner. So keep those things in mind, the different opportunities. And each month we offer a variety of things here at the Appleton Library, some that are online and digital, some that are in person, some that are take and make, and of course we have lots of exciting books because there's so many new books coming out because, of course, they're hoping you buy it for your mother, your father, your best friend, all those gifts and things like that. So a lot of authors have many new books out. And so if you've got a favorite, always stop in and ask us because we're always happy to help you with those things.
All right. Real good. So did we cover everything?
I think so, okay. Except for maybe I should say when we're open.
Okay, yeah, that'd be good.
Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7. Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, I should repeat that. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. And, of course, our phone number is 320-289-1681. And, of course, you can friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings, as well as check out our website for all sorts of exciting things that we offer here at the Appleton Library.
Okay. All right, why don't you give us that Thanksgiving dinner information one more time, Cindy, for someone maybe looking for a Thanksgiving dinner.
It will be held at the Appleton VFW from 11 to 1 is serving time. And so keep those things in mind. If you are in Appleton, we do home delivery. And you need to sign up and register at the library for that. But if you are just going to physically go, there's no registration that is needed at all.
And that's Thanksgiving Day, the 25th.
That is Thanksgiving Day on the 25th, yes.
Yep. All right.
I know, kind of exciting, lots of fun things.
That's right. What's your favorite part of the Thanksgiving meal?
I think I like the mashed potatoes.
Oh, really?
You know, we have a person that always makes them, and he just does such an incredible job that they're just so delicious. I just love the mashed potatoes.
And throw gravy on it?
No gravy. I just like butter and pepper, which is kind of weird, but true.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that is my favorite thing. And, and actually, I'll even say Commissioner Joe Fox makes them, and I mean, he just does an awesome job. And every time I say something to him, he'll say, "Oh, Cindy, they're just mashed potatoes." I'm like, "No, they're not." So.
All right. Well, you enjoy your Thanksgiving then, Cindy.
Yeah, you too. Yeah, have a great week.
All right, Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.